Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back to the Lake Show. Matthew Collar in for Henry Lake. And, boy, it's been a tough week for Minnesota sports. The Wolves lost to the Sacramento Kings. The Vikings quarterback is in concussion protocol after total disaster in Green Bay. The Chicago Bears just won. It's not been looking all that great. The Gophers lost to Northwestern in the Wrigley game. However, there is one shining beam of light. And where is it coming from? Yonder in St. Paul, where the Minnesota Wild have won 7 games. And from the Pioneer Press, Jess Myers, we bring in to discuss it. Jess, they're holding up an entire 2 cities worth of sports right now. The Wild get a win today, 3-2, over the Colorado Avalanche. What in the world has gotten in to the Minnesota Wild, Jess?
There's a new guy here. He's called the Wall of St. Paul. Jesper Wallstedt, rookie. He had a lousy year last year. He admits it. He admits that it was in his head. Like, he had to start over from scratch. You know, he's a high draft pick. The Wild picked him in the first round in 2021. And hadn't lived up to those expectations yet, but he finally got his chance this year with Marc-Andre Fleury retiring, and the kid has been amazing. He's 7-0-2 after today. So, they've got a true two-person goalie tandem that they can count on. And, yeah, like you said, 11-1-1 now in November after they won 3. Count them 3 out of their first 12 games. It's been amazing.
Okay, I want you to tell me a little bit more about, what did you call them? The Great Wall of St. Paul? Is that what we call them?
The Wall?
Oh, just the Wall.
The Wall of St. Paul. Now, this is what's funny. They have T-shirts already, of course.
Okay,
The Wall of St. Paul, they say. They got Jesper Wallstedt on them. When they came into the locker room before today's game, he was starting, and every locker room stall had a Wall of St. Paul T-shirt. Now, Jesper Wallstedt admitted after the game, he was confused by this. He's like, am I supposed to wear my own T-shirt? Is that how it works? But no, he played great. He gets a win in a shootout over a Colorado team. How about this? They've lost one game in regulation this season. They hadn't lost any kind of game since November 1st, and the Wild get the win today. So you want to talk about a statement? I mean, these are the two hottest teams in the NHL. And as I wrote in my story, we're eating cold turkey and leftover sweet potatoes, so it may be too early to talk about playoff previews. But man, these two teams look like they want to play again in May.
Well, if Wallstedt is playing like this, then yeah, that looks like they will be. But How much of this is just a typical goalie hot streak? How much of it is like this is what he was supposed to be and took a big step? I think that's one of the hardest questions to answer in hockey is when a goaltender is playing well. Like, is this who he's going to be all season long? That's why you're the hockey reporter. So what do you think?
Well, you want something funny, Matthew? You want to have some fun on social media? Go on X and just search for the name Wallstedt in quotes. And then count how many mentions of him are from disgruntled Edmonton fans. Because in 2021, Edmonton, I believe, was on the clock at number 20, and then they traded down with the Wild. The Wild traded down two picks and used the 20th pick to grab Jesper Wallstedt. Now, Edmonton has been to the last two Stanley Cup finals. They've been to Game 7, all of that. The one thing this Edmonton team is missing is goaltending. And, boy, are the fans letting them know it right now that, man, you could have had Jesper Wallstedt, and you passed him up. You let him go for, probably a third-round draft pick or something silly like that. So I don't know how sustainable it is. I don't think Jesper Wallstedt is going to go the entire season without a regulation loss. I think that's unrealistic. But he plays, and this is what you want from a goalie, he plays a quiet game. You don't see highlight reel saves. You don't see sprawling, spread-out stuff. He plays one of those goalie games similar to like a Martin Brodeur when he's always in position. Everything looks easy because he's in the right spot. He knows where the shot's coming from. He knows how to be square to it, and that's how he's winning games. And I think that's a really good sign.
Well, one thing I do know, Jess, from my time covering hockey back in the day is that whenever a goalie plays this well, it's rarely just the goalie's fault. Or I shouldn't say fault, but it's rarely just him that is the reason for the success. Early in the season, I attended my first Wild game in a while, and they gave up like 7 goals that night. So what has happened to the entire team to rally around their goaltender?
They've gotten stronger defensively. That's a real simple thing. And let's face it, the Wild are kind of a mess of injuries right now. You know, guys like Vladimir Tarasenko and Marco Rossi, and as of today, Marcus Foligno, are all on the injured reserve list. They're not available. They did get some good news today because Ryan Hartman came back, and that was unknown. Like, he literally went out and skated by himself on Thanksgiving Day to get himself going. But I asked Kirill Kaprizov about that today, and, you know, all the injuries they've dealt with and all of that, and one of the things they noted is most of the injuries have come on offense. They've been pretty healthy on the back end, which is a really good sign. Yes, Zach Bogosian missed about a month, but he's back now. So that really solidifies this team on the back end with a lot of experience. And then two of the brighter young defensive stars in the NHL, Brock Faber, who we know about from his time with the Gophers and, you know, who got paid. He's got the big payday. He's going to be here for a long time. And then Zeke Bouyam, who they got with the 12th pick 2 years ago out of the University of Denver. By the way, Gophers in Denver tonight. So, you know, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but kind of makes sense that they're meeting tonight with those two being the defensive stars. Bouyam is really fun to watch. One of those guys who's just really dynamic with the puck. It was kind of fun today with him and Cale Makar out on the ice at the same time. Makar, of course, they both wear number 8. Makar is probably the best defenseman in the NHL. Another guy who's just really dynamic, playmaking guy who runs the show from back on the blue line. And you can see flashes of that in Zeev Bouyam. So this back end is pretty solid for this team.
Yeah, and I feel like they do have a bit of a mix of guys who can handle the puck and make plays and enough grit back there with veteran, you know, Zach Bogosian, who I don't want out on the ice for, you know, long periods of time, but at least gives them a little bit more of that maybe they didn't have earlier in the season. But we got to talk about Kaprizov. We can't go this far without talking about him. 2 goals today. He's been absolutely the superstar that they've had for years here. And I don't know if you noticed this, Jess, but over the years, when a player signs an expensive contract in the state of Minnesota, they often are under a lot of scrutiny. So how do you feel like Kaprizov has responded to some of the offseason drama and then signing the big contract?
Well, you know, part of the problem when they had that lousy October was Kaprizov was maybe taking it upon himself to try and do a little too much. Mm-hmm. And that was leading to turnovers. And he admitted that, you know, and The coaches admitted that at the time. They said, you know, it's not because he's sloppy. It's just he's trying to make plays. He's trying to be the guy that you need him to be, and sometimes that leads to turnovers. Now, here's a prime example of how things have changed. Tonight he had a turnover. He made kind of a no-look pass in the defensive zone. It missed a couple wild players. It went right to Nathan MacKinnon. If there's a worse place for a no-look pass to go than on the tape of Nathan MacKinnon in the NHL right now, I haven't seen it because MacKinnon, of course, boom, scores his 19th goal of the season, which leads the league. That's in the first period. In the second period, Kaprizov gets a tying goal. Then he gets the go-ahead goal off a nice pass from Ryan Hartman. And so he gets two goals in this game. He is now the third leading all-time goal scorer in Wild history. He passed Zach Parise with today's game. So, you know, you can joke about, you know, you need to pay him. He's getting the highest contract in NHL history, all that. He's earning his money right now because he has been a huge part of this November that they've had.
Right. I mean, we talked about this going into the season, Jess, that you just can't compete in the NHL for anything without having a guy, a top 10 type of player, top 10 type of scorer, and he's played like that so far. Okay, one more thing. The Wild are playing the Buffalo Sabres tomorrow. The Buffalo Sabres' last trip to the postseason was my first week in radio back in 2011. This is a letdown game, Jess. This is a letdown game. When are the Sabres, and they got killed tonight, 5-0 by the Devils. When are the Sabres ever going to make the playoffs again? And is this this a team that Minnesota could overlook?
I made a little bit of a harsh joke with some friends last week, Matthew, and I feel bad about this because I know your history in Buffalo. I said, with all this talk about NHL expansion, you know, is Houston going to get a team? Are they going to give Atlanta another try? Are they going to give Phoenix another try? I said, how about we put an NHL team in Buffalo?
Oh.
I think it would do pretty well if they actually had a professional-level team there. It's just stunning when you think of that fan base. You think about how hockey crazy they are in Buffalo. That you're right, they haven't been to the playoffs in so long. I was talking to Marcus Foligno about this, and he said, you know, when there's a playoff run in Buffalo, when the Sabres are good, there is absolutely nothing like it. And, you know, it's almost painful that, you know, they've had top draft picks. They've had, you know, Rasmus Dahlin. They've brought in Jack Eichel. It seems like nothing has worked. It's got to be so frustrating. But you are absolutely right, Matthew. It would be the most Minnesota sports thing ever to knock off the mighty Colorado Avalanche and then somehow find a way to lose to the Buffalo Sabres tomorrow night. So, you know, with that, you know, can we reverse jinx it or something like that? Now that we've brought it up, can we, like, reverse the curse somehow of that potentially happening?
Yeah, maybe that's what we just did. But I covered Marcus Foligno as an American Hockey League player when he was 20 years old, and I'm not sure. I think his first time that he ever got called up, they made the playoffs. And that's it. They haven't made it. He's
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
He's like a grown man with children and is a veteran on the team now. It's unbelievable how long it's been for that franchise. So that would be my advice to the Minnesota Wild. Don't overlook them because they can be a little scrappy. They've shown some flashes this year, but nothing atypical from what's happened for the rest of the 15 years or whatever that they've missed the playoffs. Jess Myers, it sounds like you're having a lot of fun covering the Minnesota Wild. You may be the only sports reporter in town who's having a good time covering their team right now, but that gets to be you. So thank you so much, as always, for your time. Hopefully you and the family had a good holiday, and we'll talk soon, man.
Take care, Matthew. Always great to talk hockey.
Jess Myers, Pioneer Press there. Minnesota Wild. Holding everybody up.
Red hot.
Because nothing else is working all that good. The Gopher women. The Gopher men.
Hey, they're out west. They're enjoying the sun.
I mean, someone is texting the text line. Talk about the frost. Okay. Yeah. Hey, my friend Heather Rule. Is
Love
covering
her.
The
She's best.
Yeah, she just launched her own thing covering the frost, so people should go check that out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.